Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up? Man, it's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. Man, today is Monday. February 20th, 2023. Time now is 4:27 a.m. Your boy's in the beautiful city of New Orleans, man. Just enjoying this beautiful weather we having right now. Like 58 degrees. Ain't too hot. Ain't too cold. It's just right. Just perfect, man. I haven't done a podcast in a while, man, and my life really been going in a different direction than the podcast thing. And, you know, I don't want to say this is the last podcast that I'm going to do, but I'm going to be taking a break, right? I may drop in from time to time, or I may not, you know. I just want to thank everybody for listening. Believe me, my numbers, they were up, they was down, it was up, they was down. But, you know, I had a good run, man. I did, you know, and, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm busy, man. I'm real busy now. And it's probably no secret if you follow me on social media. Probably know I do a lot of reels and like with Hot Wheel cars and my trucking business. That's mainly what my focus has been. You know, taking my Hot Wheel collecting and drag racing more serious. Focusing on my trucking business, which takes up a lot of times. And then I'm still holding down my part-time job in law enforcement. So I've been real busy, man, and I want to thank everybody that listened to the podcast, man. Y'all have made the Johnny Mac Hurt Feelings Report, you know, a special part of my life, you know, and you know, I just had to make this podcast to just give y'all that insight where I've been, what I've been doing, you know, I have had a good run, and I'm not getting emotional or nothing, you know, right now, but I am a little emotional because I hate letting things go that I enjoy. You know, I do enjoy doing the podcast, especially when it's politics involved or the things going on in the community. Everything, man. But, you know, like I said, my focus has been on other things now that's really taking up a lot of my time. So, like I said, I'm not going to say this is my last podcast, but, you know, I won't be doing as many. And as you can see, this is February. I didn't even do a New Year's show. So I just been strapped for time, man. You know, you get 24 hours in a day, man. I try to use all 24, you know. I try, but, you know, you gotta have priorities. And, man, like I said, I don't want to say it's gonna be the last show. I don't want to say this is gonna be the last one, but oh, man, I have had a good run, man. I'm not going to lie to nobody. It has been fun. You know, I guess I might rebrand. I don't know. You know, I have had a good run. All right, so enough about all that, man. Let's get into this set. All right, man. So just give y'all some insight on what I've been doing. Like I said, I gave y'all a brief part of it, right? So the trucking business. I've had my business actually a year and probably 2 months now. My 30 is coming up and I want to say like April time frame when my trucking authority was activated. So that's like I've been in having my own authority for like 10 months now. And that was a process, man. I told people the process of it. I hate talking to just one person. I wish I could just get everybody in the room that want to do trucking and say, look, this is the formula I use. Here it is. Run with it. You know, I don't want no money. I don't want no money from you. I don't want anything from you. I just want you to pass the knowledge that I give you on to the next person, to the next person, to the next person. Because I know I could talk to 10 people and maybe just one would take what I tell them and run with it. You know, a lot of people like for you to talk to them about it, right? But they don't have the drive and the execution to execute, right? So I hate wasted time. That's the worst for me, is wasted time. The worst time of my life is wasted time. So, you know, you take that one run with it. Like one of my homeboys, he started a hot shot business. Then he just texted me a couple of days ago. He got his CDL learner permit. You know what I'm saying? I got another partner. He in CDL school right now. You know, we could talk about it all day. But if you're not planning to execute, we're wasting each other's time. Like I said, I don't want my time wasted. I get 24 hours in a day. I'm trying to use all 24 of them on some productive, positive energy. So with that being said, that's the trucking thing, man. Like, would I ever tell anybody to go the route that I went, trying to hold down a part-time job, trucking, taking on, I guess a sponsorship, whatever the agreement is between me and Facebook to produce content for them. That's why I say I got 24 hours in a day and I move a lot, man. You know, so would I tell you to do it? No, I wouldn't. I want to tell you to stress yourself out on it, unless you have a drive and a passion and you trying to get somewhere. Like me, I'm trying to get somewhere, right? When I leave this realm, I want to leave my kids a head start that I didn't have. I want to leave them at a position where they can. Where they can put their kids in a better position, right? And that's my way of thinking. So that's why I use my 24 like I do. And, you know, I see people post all the time, you know, one day they broke, one day this, one day that. And then you see them out drinking, partying, everything. That ain't me. You know what I'm saying? That ain't me. I'm using my 24 productive. I'm not trying to give nobody no money that I don't have. You know, I pay my bills on time. You know, even if I'm broke, I'm going to pay my bills because credit is what gets you to the next level. Your credit will get you to the next level. You got to realize I come from a family that don't have generational wealth. So it ain't like I can just pick up the phone, call somebody and say, hey, I need this or that, and it come to me like the next day or two. I don't have that. I don't have that that pleasure. I don't have that. I don't have that luxury of doing that. So, you know, I have to pay my bills on time, and I can use my credit, you know, if I fall short anywhere, and just keep paying my credit back, you know. And once you dig yourself in a hole and you find a way to get yourself out of that hole, you just get, at least with me, I get locked in on it. I get fixed in on it. I'm locked in. I got a formula that's gonna take me to another level. So that's why I don't have time for the distractions of, if somebody, like, if you ever call me and you talking negative about something, anything in life, if you saying you can't do this, oh, I'm having a bad time, oh, this, I'm the wrong person to talk to. I am the wrong person to talk to because I don't like the word can't. I don't like when my kids say they can't do something. I don't like that word. I don't like that. You know, I don't like just being around people that's sad. Like, you gotta have something positive going on in your life, some positive motivation, right? Because my energy is a positive energy. That's what I'm trying to attract. Positive energy. I'm trying to do positive things. And if I keep taking on negative people that just have problems after problem after problem, that affects my space, right? My way of thinking. And believe me, I don't want that. I don't want that for nobody. Because like I said, if you calling me looking for pity, I'm not that person. Because I use my 24. You know what I'm saying? If I do it, I know you can do it. Oh, but you may be sickly or whatever. I don't know. So I know what I do. Like, I'm just going to use this for example. My daughter play basketball. She come home and says she tired. And I hear it going one ear out the other because I may go work 3 jobs in 1 day. You know what I'm saying? I may work 2 jobs in 1 day and take on another task. You know, like I have rental property. So if something go wrong at a property, 9 times out of 10, if it's something I can fix, I'm going to fix it. You know, working on the truck, getting the truck to the shop, washing the truck, maintenance on the truck. Got to push out content for Facebook. So it's a lot that I do in my 24, and it's just me. And it, you know, I wish I had somebody to say, damn, I see what you're doing. Can I tag along and I will help you? You know, I just want to learn what you're doing, you know, but I don't have that luxury either, you know? So I do it by myself. That's why my 24 is so important to me. My time is important. And I can't waste time going into a negative space with people that I don't know. I don't know their energy. I like being by myself because I know my energy. I know me, right? If I'm hurting, I'm in pain, I'm going to fix me. I'm going to take care of me, right? I can't take care of nobody else, man. So that's that part of it. Like I said, trucking portion of it, my life portion of it. Now let's get into the politics. Right now, as I see from what I observe, right, through the lens of my eyes, you know, the new norm is to put a certain group and a certain sex into place and forget about the black male, right? The black male can still kill itself on the street every day and nobody has a solution for that. And it's just like, anything else, you know, the black male problem is never at the top of the priority list. It's always at the bottom, and it's going to keep going to the bottom until somebody say, hey, we need to fix this. But one political party is not going to fix it. And that's where the most crime is happening at, right? And the people that can afford to leave, they leave and go into these Republican areas. They leave and go into other areas. And I just hope when they get to these other areas that they forget where they come from, right? Forget where you came from and enjoy this life that you're going to live here. Forget where you came from. Keep that shit over there. You're in a new area now. Adapt. Overcome. Become something better. Now, I'm not saying forget to the point where you don't go back to try to help somebody else come up. But another thing I'm learning, everybody ain't gonna go where you gonna go. Everybody can't get into the same places you get in, right? And I'm gonna go back to trucking. Everybody not gonna be able to go afford a truck, a trailer, buy it, get the titles for it within their first year of operation. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't gonna be able to do it. So for me to be able to do it, I can just tell you what I've done to get where I'm at. You know, I can tell you this. And when you say you can't do it, or you don't have the funding or the mentality to take a ways outside the box to do it, I am the wrong person to talk to. When you talk to me, you need to be like, man, I can do it. I seen you do it. What did you do? This is what I done. Okay. You need to figure out your way so you can do it. I don't have time. I can't go and get the loan for you. I can't go and tell you what stocks to invest in to make your money grow right quick to pull from your stocks. I get to tell you what I've done. I get to tell you the sacrifices that I made and that I'm still making. Now, if you're not ready to do that, I am the wrong person to talk to, right? And then once you start your own business, you're going to see that the working class, the middle class people, keeps America alive. So me as a middle class black man that's beating all the statistics of being a black man and being a Republican at the same time, it's scary to some people, right? Because I had to be a sellout or something. Nah, motherfucker, I got my 24. I got 24 and I worked the piss out them 24. I ain't got to sell out nobody to get the shit that I got, and I haven't sold out nobody, right? Everybody I encounter for a reason. And I'm not going to sell nobody out to get to the next level. That ain't my style. It never will be my style. I work my ass off. Nobody has given me shit. Every load that I get, I broker that load myself. Nobody has ever... And I got one partner who throw me some loads. But a lot of times, I be so busy on other things that I can't even take the load that he feeding to me. And I like, you know, me and him rock because we talking about the same thing. We going in the same direction, you know. But other than that, man, I do everything on my own, man. I don't depend on nobody for nothing. Not a zero. And I'm still holding down my household. Like, I have a lot of people sitting good. If something happens to me today or tomorrow, a lot of people will be fucked because they not thinking for themselves. Is it their fault? Hey, I can just give you the verbal warning. You know, I can just tell you, hey, if something happened to me, you better be prepared to sink or swim. And a lot of, from what I see, you motherfuckers gonna sink. That's what I tell them. I just be honest. You know what I'm saying? Because I use my 24, man. I use my 24. It's fucking 4:46 a.m. right now. And I'm talking to y'all. Right? Most motherfuckers probably snuggled up in their bed right now. Toes warm, body warm under the cover. Drew coming out their mouth. And me, I'm up here telling y'all about trucking, politics. And now let's get into love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did a post. And I was like, man, you know, I be joking a lot on Facebook about having all these relationships or whatnot. Like I said, Facebook is Facebook. If people really know me, they know the type of person that I am. They know one thing. Hey, they're going to believe that I have a lot of women, right? There's no shame in my game. I have been with a lot of women, you know. But now that I'm fucking 46 years old, you know, I still have a high sex drive. But I just have a different taste for different women, right? Which limits the women that I give my time to. And I don't have a lot of male friends that I'm about to go drinking with or hanging out with. I would rather go have dinner with a female friend than I'm not hanging with no dudes. I never been that type. In my 30s or 40s, like to hang with no dudes, just hanging out. Like, I'm going out with the fellas and I know. If I ever tell my wife I'm going out with the fellas, she better check me and make sure I don't have a fever. I ain't about to hang with no dudes. Now, if I say I'm about to go out, don't ask me no questions. I'll be back. That's just how I am. Like, when she about to go out, I'm not about to ask her who she going with. She get dressed up, smelling good, sexiest dress ever, heels on, whatever. Babe, I'm about to go out. All right, see you when you come home. You know, fuck, if I ain't got nothing to do, yeah, I'm gonna be in the bed asleep. I may go play the game, catch up on my paperwork for my business, and go to sleep. I'm not about to worry about what you're doing. Whatever you're doing, go do it. Whatever's gonna bring you enjoyment, and you only get one life to live, man. You only get one life that I know about to live, that my brain has processed. This is the only life I get. I don't know what's after this. I don't know what's after this. I don't know. But I know right now I got one life to live. And I'm not about to hinder you from living your best life. Whatever that is, whatever you feel you need to do, go do it. I'm going to be right here. We've been together almost 20 plus years. This year is going to be our 20-year anniversary of being married. Right? We done had a rocky marriage. Broke up twice. I'm quite sure you done heard the podcast. We done broke up twice. Got back together. And I'm to the point in life, man. My secret to a happy marriage, happy relationship, let that person go do what they gonna do. Right? Like I always explain to my wife, to my baby mama. Only thing I ever ask of y'all. Only thing that I ever ask of any one of you is don't make me pay for your pleasures. That's it. Don't make me pay for your pleasures. That's it. That's all I ask. But you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Just don't do it at my expense. That's it. That's all I ask. Don't do it at my expense, right? Because I won't do it at your expense. Meaning, I would never ask my wife to give me $100 because I need to go do something. And she give me the $100 and I go do it with somebody else, right? I would never do that. I would never call my baby mama and ask her, give me $100 and I'm going to go do something with somebody else. I would never do that. And that's the only thing I ask of them. That's it. Y'all free to do whatever the fuck y'all want. Believe me. And every ounce of being in me, if y'all ever need something, I got you. But just don't make me pay for your pleasures. That's it. That's all I ask, man. Y'all free to do whatever you want. But even if I have to pay for your pleasures, just give me a heads up. Hey, look, me and Jack Duffy going out and I'm a little short and he a little short because he used out his 24, he only used 6 of them and he used those 6 to be a rapper in a studio or something and that's it. I'm gonna rip you. I'm not gonna lie because I'm petty. I ain't gonna lie now. Y'all know I'm petty. I'm gonna rip you and I'll give you your little change and I'll be like, hey, you need me to drop y'all off or some shit, you know. I'm petty. I can't lie, you know. But you know, just give me the heads up, man. That's all I ask, man. But yeah, man, that's it. I'm not gonna hold y'all up, man. Like I said, I don't want to say this is gonna be the last podcast, but it, you know, who knows? You know, this may be the last one. Like it may not. But I can just tell you that I'm busy. When I gave y'all the things that I'm doing, my business is number one, right? My business is number one. Number two, I have obligations. I ain't gonna say obligations, but I've been afforded the opportunity to create content for Facebook. Number three, my part-time job, right? Because we have a love-hate relationship, you know. And it, I can see the finish line. I can see a little small part of that light, and I'm trying to run to it. But you know, I also see a shortcut. And if I had to take that shortcut, I'm gonna make it work. I'm gonna make it work. That's just the type of person I am. You know, but life is good for me, man. Like I said, I don't have no complaints. My family's in good health. You know, that's all I really be asking for. You know, like make my family good. You know, my kids, they good. That's it. And for me, tell you the truth, man, I done really done everything in life that I wanted to do. I'm on the last part of what I wanted to do in life, and that was drive a truck. And I got my own trucking business now. So I need to come up with another goal. At first, I wanted to become a pilot. And I was looking into it. But now I was like, man, I don't really want to be in the air like that. I'm just doing this because I seen some YouTube videos and, you know, people flying planes. And I was like, I really don't want to fly planes. So it's not something that I really want to do. Trucking is, like, that's all I really ever wanted to do in life. Since BJ and the Bill. I mean, that's it. And now I'm here. So, yeah, man. Like I said, man, I'm going to let y'all go. Remember, man, love your neighbors the best you can. Spread positive energy, man, the best you can. And believe me, I know they're going to have some negativity come to you and all this other stuff. But, man, try to fight it off as best as you can. Keep your head up. Life is good. Man, life is good, man. Live the best life you can, man. And you get 24. You can fuck it up if you want. It's your 24. But just because you use your 24 the way you do and I use my 24 the way I do, you may get further than me. You may only use 2 hours and get further than me. I ain't mad at you. But nah, just because I try to use all my 24, and if I get a little bit further than you, don't ask me for nothing. Please don't. Cause I see you. Don't do that. Don't do that. Now if you're using your 24, I'm using my 24. All right, maybe you can ask me. But no, don't do that if you're only using 2. That ain't cool. But like I say, man, love y'all. Y'all be blessed. Thank you for listening to the Johnny Mac Hurt Feelings Report. You know, hey, I may just do this seasonal. I don't know, man. I don't know. But y'all know where my heart is at and what I'm doing. Love y'all. Be good. Be blessed. Remember, try not to stress.